This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just a bit more than a week away from the biggest event on the Illinois hunting calendar, the firearm deer season opener. And we do have some results from the latest archery deer season, and that will give us a bit of an idea what to expect when that comes. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, we do have some information on the upcoming deer season, at least the results from the archery deer season, which is a good indicator of how things are going. But before we get to that, we got a few other items of interest to area outdoor enthusiasts. First of all, the U.S. Corps of Engineers will waive day use fees for veterans, active and reserve component members and their families at the more than 2,200 Corps-operated recreation areas nationwide today, which is Veterans Day. This waiver applies to all day use areas at Wren, Carlisle, and Shelbyville. The fee waiver requires only verbal confirmation of service, and the waiver covers fees for boat launch ramps and swimming beaches. It does not apply to camping and camping-related services or fees for specialized services such as group picnic areas. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers does not charge an entrance fee to access to its parks. Other agencies that manage recreation areas on Corps lands are also encouraged but not required to offer the waiver in areas that they manage. So today is the day for veterans to enjoy our Corps operated areas free of charge. Also, Illinois hunters may now purchase firearm permits, firearm and muzzleloader deer permits, remaining ones from permit quotas. The permits are available over-the-counter through over-the-counter license sales at licensed vendors throughout the state. Last year, hundreds of permits remained available following the initial drawing periods, and all hunters, regardless of any deer permits that they may have already received, are eligible to purchase additional permits during this period. The permit sale will continue through December 7th or until quotas are exhausted. Also, hunters may apply online through November 24th for site-specific permits to hunt deer on designated DNR special hunt areas during the late winter and CWD seasons, which is a chronic wasting disease. The online system can be found at www.dnr.illinois.gov. The late season winter special hunt sites include Franklin Creek State Natural Area in Lee Counties, Jubilee College State Park in Peoria County, Saharia Woods in Saline County, and Samdale Lake in Wayne County. So there's some more hunting opportunities. And the U.S. Corps of Engineers and Lake Volunteers Association at Lake Shelbyville will hold its 25th annual deer hunt for people with disabilities on November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, which is the first segment of the firearm deer season. Volunteers are needed to help with the hunt. Volunteers will assist in helping hunters get to and from the blinds, tracking, field dressing, dragging deer out of the woods, and helping around the deer camp. They're also looking for a couple of volunteers in the mornings and evenings to help set up the food, make coffee, and clean up after meals. A hunter volunteer orientation and dinner will be held on the 20th of November. The hunt camp is based out of the Okaw Bluff group houses located just south of Sullivan on Illinois Route 32. All meals will be provided to the volunteers and lodging arrangements are available on site. If you'd like to help with this event, they do need some help. Contact Park Ranger Tyler Gobble at 217-774-3951. That's 217-774-3951 at extension 7019. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at deer hunting throughout the area right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and as promised, we do have some results from the archery deer hunt, and it does appear that the rut is now underway. The latest results from the Illinois archers indicate the rut is thoroughly in full swing now, and this typically means more bucks begin showing up in the harvest. Now, as proof, archers from October 1st through November 2nd had harvested a total of 60.4% does and only 39.6% bucks. However, the harvest this past week was male-dominated. Only 43.6% were does and 56.4% were bucks, and that could increase again this week. Results from the first 33 days of the season show hunter success slightly a bit ahead of last year's total for this same period. And during this period, Illinois deer hunters had harvested 23,039 whitetails. And the figures are indeed ahead of those in 2013. Last year's total during the same period was 22,405. The top five counties for archery harvest during this period were Pike with 819, Fulton with 667, Jefferson with 552, Joe Davies with 533, and Adams with 478. Some of the results for our local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging 214 deer, down only 32 from last year. In Greene County, hunters harvested 222, 38 fewer than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County have recorded 346 whitetails, some 19 more, while Morgan County hunters tagged 198 deer, up by 8 from last year. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 33 days was 185, compared to 213 a year ago. And the Madison County archery harvest stands at 405, 33 more than 2013. And in Montgomery County, hunters had harvested 263 deer compared to 275 last year. The archery deer season continues through January 18th. And as we were talking about, the season does temporarily close during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting. The first weekend is November 21st through the 23rd, a three-day weekend. The second one is December 4th through the 7th, a four-day weekend. So we do have the big firearm deer hunt still coming up, but it's getting very close. And if you're a deer hunter from down in the Rend Lake area, or head to the Rend Lake area, which many of our local people do, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Rend Lake would like to remind visitors that the following recreation areas will be closed to all vehicle and foot traffic during the first weekend of the 2014 firearm deer season. As mentioned, the dates for the closures are November 21st through the 23rd. Areas affected by the closure include the North Sandusky Picnic Area and Campground, South Sandusky Picnic Area, the campground and beach there also, South Markham Picnic Area and Campground, the North Markham Picnic Area and Old Campground, the Blackberry Nature Trail, and these areas will be utilized by persons involved in the annual Rend Lake deer hunt for persons with disabilities and will be closed due to safety precautions. In addition, the Corps of Engineers will temporarily close all sections of the Rend Lake Bike Trail, which are under the management of the Corps of Engineers. This will be to persons who are not actively involved in the sport of deer hunting. The closure will be in effect during all state firearm deer hunting seasons, and these closures include the bike trail sections beginning west of the Franklin Cemetery and continuing to the North Markham Day Use Area, and trail sections beginning in the North Sandusky Day Use Area and continuing to the South Markham Campground. All persons not involved in the sport of deer hunting are prohibited from using these trails during the periods of November 21st through the 23rd and December 4th through the 7th, and again during the muzzleloader season, December 12th through the 14th. Persons wishing to access hunting spots should remember that federal law prohibits the use of all-terrain vehicles on all government-managed lands. So if you have questions about this, you can contact the Rend Lake Project office at area code 618-724-2493. And don't forget our fishing. We still have some great fishing at our local lakes and core lakes as well. The crappie bite is going strong, and we're seeing some bass action, and they're still catching catfish, so lots of good fishing to be had as well. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.